Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Podcast Friday's Talk with Lois. So on our previous episode, we talked about something really interesting. We talked about phobia, and I was not talking about phobia alone. I had someone with me, and having him with me, we were able to delve into the topic. We were able to share different phobias from or based on our experiences. So it was really nice, and then it captured a lot. So if you haven't listened to that podcast, I suggest you do justice to that before listening to this one, because this one is going to be pretty much heated. So yes, we're back with just me and you, the listener. So it's like almost looking like a private sesh, Abby. So today we're going to be talking about something really interesting. This topic has been overflowed. This topic has been talked about. This topic, people have heard enough, but we cannot just let it go, because in as much as people are hearing enough of it, in as much as people are saying let people do them, we are still having issues, we are still coming back to the same problems that are being addressed, and we are still almost like wrestling on ground zero. Okay, so that being said, our topic is going to be getting into serious relationships. I'm a sucker for love. I love love. I love relationships. So you people cannot escape it, okay? And I know you all love love too, one way or another. I mean, who doesn't like to be loved? Or who doesn't appreciate love? Who doesn't want good loving when they see one, okay? So basically, why do people get into relationships? First, before we even talk about why people get into serious relationships or the things to look out for in getting into a serious relationship. So why do people get into relationships? Don't stress yourself, I've broken it down for you people, okay? Just three things. One, for fun. Two, experience. Three, personal problems unsolved. Now let's talk. Okay guys, let's talk, because the both of us. People get into relationships for fun. This type of relationship, they don't need to tell you that they are dating or they are in a relationship. You know, it's like people just code mentally. You see them together and they're like, it's like they have a thing, or it's like, you know, the things they depict in the relationship, like what they do, it's easy for people to code. And then you try to ask these people sometimes, like, oh, are you people in a relationship? Like, they try to dodge, they don't even answer you, because they themselves, they know that they are just catching crews. It's just to jaye, it's just for fun, it's just for whatever reason they tell me to be. Okay, some people might say friends with benefits, some people might say situationship, you know, different things basically. But I feel this kind of getting into a relationship for fun is almost like some sort of senior brother to situationships or friends with benefits. Like, I don't know how to explain it for you, because I don't think I've gotten into that. I don't know, I don't think so. But if you have someone that has gotten into that before, or if you that's listening to me have gotten into that, you'll be able to relate better. That one is for fun. Let's not overflow it. For experience, most of the times I feel people that get into relationships for experience, like initially, you don't term it experience, because you don't know that is what you are venturing into. You just see this guy, or you see this uncle, he approaches you. You people talk one or two, he makes you blush, gives you butterflies, and then you're already smiling, late night texting and everything. And then you start asking your friend, what do you think about him? And then your friend will now give you one or two, and be like, I think so too, I think we should, I'm already seeing him as I'm already... Uncle Tuda is wooing you, he asks his friends, oh my guy, check this babe out now, what do you think? Is just extremely surface. There is no serious intent, but at the same time, at least there is a willingness to make it official or birth something, Abby. And so you people get into the whatever you're doing and into the line or down the line, and then maybe you guys break up or something, or you guys pathways, and then you start thinking to yourself, okay, when I was with this person, I was able to learn this, I was able to see myself as this, I was able to see things that I could do better, I was able to recognize this part of myself that I didn't know existed. Okay, that one is there. Let's push that one aside. Now, personal problems unsolved. I really like this part, because this is where you see people that are not being able to, that cannot be able to cope with being single. You see, I'm pretty sure you've had that friend or something that yesterday she was in a relationship. No, she was single. No, she was in a relationship. Today, she broke up. Next tomorrow, she's in a relationship again. Like, how do you people do it? What's going on here? How? Or you meet people that need to be validated based on their partners, based on being with someone. Or you meet people that do not feel complete without being with someone. So those ones, they're just entering into relationship because they are entering into relationship. There's no, if I don't know how to explain it better than I've explained it right now. Okay, so now let's get down. We've done all the preambles, we've done all the let's get down to business. What are the things that you should actually look for when getting to a serious relationship, Abby? First off, what do you want? It's a mental build. You as a person, what do you want? That's why you see a lot of people, a lot of pastors, a lot of preachers, a lot of motivational speakers, in quotes, saying, spend time in your singleness. Singleness will not kill you. You need to know the things that you like. You need to explore yourself. You need to learn this about yourself, learn that about yourself. Because a lot of people, and you think it's overflogged, but if are you that is listening to me now, you might not know what you want. And what do I mean when I say what you want? What does your personality entail? What are your likes? What are your dislikes? What career are you focused on? Or what career, like, are you into? What is your purpose? What are your turn-ons? What are your turn-ons? Can you handle this person? Okay, so let's break this down. You see someone that, what career would I use now? That is extremely opposite. Okay, you see someone into the music line. Abi, this guy is serious with his music and stuff. Maybe he's into secular music and everything. And you might not necessarily have found your own purpose or your career, but you are a very, you are the Christian, cover your hair, bind and cast kabash. It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying this is how you are. So what business do you have with someone that is telling you, hey babe, how you doing? You know, checks up and everything seems rosy until he tells you, I'm shooting a music video, blah, blah, blah. And then you start being concerned. You're like, what's the nature of the music video? What kind of stupid question are you asking? A secular song that where they're supposed to be singing, go down on me, go down on me. You don't come and say, what kind of nature of music video are you going to be shooting? Are you okay? That's to show that you people cannot even be together. Or you see careers where maybe the lady is always like busy, or maybe she's in a position where she's always traveling up and down, Abby, and then uncle is in one place, he does not like it. Before you know, he's feeling insecure. What business you people have together? Because by the time you marry, now that one will box you, not like to come out, will not like to do your traveling. Before you know, you say, can't you be a housewife? Can't you find fulfillment to be? What business do you people have together? Don't forget, we're talking about getting to serious relationships now. Yes, I'm just going to put this disclaimer out there. It is not every serious relationship that is going to lead to marriage, but serious relationships should be focused on leading to that. If it doesn't lead to, fine. But you should have it in mind that if I'm getting into a serious relationship with this person, if tomorrow they say, are you ready to get married? I should be able to give an answer. And it should be in the positive. So that one is there. Oh, career is there. Turn on, turn offs. You know, how does this person used to press toothpaste? How does it? I spent some time with a friend. I mean, I used to press my toothpaste anyhow. And she's the person that presses the toothpaste from down to front. And she's like, oh my God, Lois, why are you like that? And I'm like, I don't care. I press my toothpaste anyhow. Dislikes, likes, purpose, all these things. Basically, put everything together that I have said. You know, your differences, Abby. your similarities, your differences, if your differences are more, a lot more than your similarities, then you should be asking yourself, can I actually handle, can I live with this person and be at peace and have my peace of mind? You know, that is what you should be thinking if you are saying, okay, we'll get into a serious relationship. Okay, you should be thinking towards this line, because you don't need to know everything from the beginning, but you need to know enough for you to be able to say, okay, let's get into something serious. Because man's is not getting any younger. And no pressure. I'm not saying that to pressure anybody. But I'm just saying you can't just be getting into random relationships and not serious relationships. Because, I mean, you are not 10 years old or you are not a teenager, basically, if you are listening to this. So a lot of times, people go ahead with or without this, right? People go ahead with it. And then they don't see these red flags. Okay, in fact, the worst is when you just hear, hey, my friend is getting married, and you're like, ah, when is that? You're already thinking, when is that her own? Before you know, you're thinking about his flaws, or you're thinking about her flaws, and then you're like, I can manage. You know, people, out of this topic, okay, I really want to just drop this. People need to stop seeing marriage as a fulfillment of duty, some sort of societal duty that they are supposed to embark on when they're at a phase or a point in their life that they don't know what's next. Not knowing what next in the context of, okay, I have a good career going for me, I have this going for me, I have that going for me, so what next? Society says, let's get married. Oh, and that's perfect, that's fine. But it is one thing for you to be ready for marriage. It is one thing for society. When I say society, I mean people pressuring you to get married because they think that is supposed to be the next phase of your life, family. The people that don't want a family, they're people that don't want to get married, they're people that don't want to have kids. And this is the 21st century. A lot of things are relative to people, and that is totally fine. You have no business whatever asking people or trying to pry into their private lives, except you know these people to that extent where they've come out clean with you. They're able to share these things with you on a normal personal ground to say, okay, this is what I feel, this is what I think. But other than that, you don't know somebody from anywhere. You people are not that close, your acquaintances, and before you know, you're asking, when are you getting married? When are you? Auntie, calm down, calm down. That's none of your personal business. If it's not even your personal problem in the first place. So, I'm not angry, okay? I'm just trying to just put this out there. That in getting into serious relationships, take your sweet time. A lot of people are going to tell you, a broken courtship is better than a broken marriage. Well, no, today is not a day to talk about marriage because I'm not even married, but I think I've heard enough. But I'm just talking about serious relationships here. So back to what I was saying, red flags. You see that these things don't match. You see that the differences are outweighing the similarities. And by the time you think about these differences, you cannot handle. Okay? So that is where the issue of red flags come in. Something happened to me, like I think 2 years ago. And I told myself literally, sometimes we always tell God, open my eyes, let me see, show me, Holy Spirit, work with me. But some of you, God is opening your eyes, you are carrying your sunshade and you are wearing it. Yes, as I will say it again, picture my emphasis, God is opening your eyes, you are carrying sunshades, black sunshades like this, not even colored one, black sunshades, and you are wearing it. You are covering, different things are pointing to the fact that you people are not supposed to be together. You are not supposed to be wasting time in that relationship because you people are not supposed to be together in the first place. You do not fit. And then you are still seeing all these red flags. You're like, different things. You are looking at different things. I can manage biological clock, this one, that one. My mates are, how will I not have a man? I've spent too much time with this guy. I've spent my resources. I've spent my energy. Time is going. Yo, this thing is forever. Where are you rushing to? Calm down. Breathe. Drink water. Where are you rushing to? Red flags. Some people, you already, your spirit is not, you're not at peace. Your spirit is already telling you that this one is not it, or you've seen him flare up, or you've seen him act some sort of way, and then you're like, ah, this one looks like if you push him too much, he has tendency to be violent domestically, but you are still going. You know, your spirit is telling you, but you are still pushing against it. Those red flags are there. Something happened, okay, with me. You know, I told you people I always keep it real. Some guy came into my life, blah, 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 whatever. You know, some people come into your life, and you know that these ones, you are not supposed to take them to God. You know, there's someone that will come into your life, and then you'll be like, I will think about it, you know, and then you start praying, God, what do you think? God, show me the way. Holy Spirit, direct me, order my steps. Holy Spirit, review one thing, drop one word, send somebody to say something. Maybe you open your Bible, you see another thing, just like that. But some people, you're not even supposed to take them to God, because that's why God has given you brain for you to be able to even if you cannot discern, at least think. You're not supposed to take them to God, because God is not even going to answer. Even I think God is not man. God is never supposed to answer you, because why are you disturbing him? He has given you the brain. You are seeing all these things. It is too logical, but there is a but. You are giving yourself that but. That red flag is there, but you have refused to pay attention to it. You have pushed it at the back of your mind. So guys, this is me telling you that I'm wrapping up. If you want to get into a serious relationship, I'm just going to put this as a bonus out here. I used to be among the bandwagon of people that used to say love is never enough. I mean, a lot of people might have different perspectives to it, but recently I got light, and I would say love is enough. A friend of mine, an older friend of mine, asked me, what do you think is needed for like a good enough marriage? You know, there's no perfect marriage, so a good enough marriage. And I said, love, Abby. But not just love, an understanding of love, the God factor, and sense. So let's break down this love. A lot of times people say, I want to find true love. I want to find a love that is real. We use the qualities of love to further qualify love just because we have bastardized the meaning of love in this generation, in the 21st century. Look at 1 Corinthians 13. What does the Bible say about love? Love is patient, love is this, love is that. It does not boast, it's not jealous, love does not envy, you know, and all of that. And then, looking at love and understanding of love, self-love, God's love. You love yourself to the... What does the Bible say? Love your neighbor as yourself. That means yourself. You are the prerequisite. So, I'm loving myself, self-love, before I love my neighbor. I'm using myself, the love I have for myself, as the standard. And so, before I'm trying to love somebody else, I should be able to love myself to the point that I know what ticks me. I know what I can cope with. I know the value that I want to add to my life. I know that I should be able to go for self-development. I know that I should be able to and be willing to grow. You know, all those things. I should be able to give value. I should be willing and not willing to unlearn. I should try to look for toxic traits that I have in myself, work on it. I should embrace positive criticisms. All those things. A bit self-love. God's love, the love Christ has for us, sacrificial, undying, present. And so I channel the love God has for me towards myself, towards the knowledge that I have. I put sense together, because God cannot love you cannot love yourself, and then you cannot not have sense. Yes, you cannot not now have sense. And so these three things together, you should be able to have a good relationship, a sane relationship, a relationship that is normal. I'm not in quote abnormal. So guys, in getting into serious relationships, it requires a lot of work, it requires a lot of effort. I am talking like this, but I am single, glory be to God, hallelujah. But I'm happy that every single time I invest in this, because it is important to me. Relationships are important, friendships as well, you know, anything that pertains rubbing mind with someone else is important and should be treated as such. So guys, if you're in a serious relationship in quotes, or if you're in a relationship that you think is serious, please check out for all these things that I've said. Check out for all the things that you may be ignoring. Sit down, give it a rethink, and, you know, do the needful, basically, right? And just don't forget to involve God, communicate, comprehend, approach, all the, we cannot talk about everything all together in one, but if you have sense, these things should not elude you. So guys, we've come to the end of today's episode. Do not forget to visit lawinspiration.com because we have amazing content for you to check out. Till I see you next time, it is Podcast Friday Talk with Lois. I love you. I'm rooting for every single one of you listening to me. I'm praying that you have good and beautiful relationships that would actually give butterflies, and not just stories and not just charades that you're putting out there. And I just pray that everything works according to plan for you. And in due time, in God's good time, favor will smile on you and life will be seen by you as a blessing. So till I see you next time, guys. Bye.